Good morning. It is good to see you in the place of worship. You are at the right time, in the right place with? Amen, amen. So happy to see you and worship God today together. Oh, I have a little bit pink or reddish pants, and I see many of you red, blue, and not yet yellow, but you see some fire flame and red balloons. Today it is Pentecost Sunday. Somebody called that the birthday of the church. We celebrate it and we ask God to come into our heart. Every day we ask that, but especially we remember that. Today we have a few announcements. Please read your bulletin. Loose coin for June will go to Reynoldwood Christian Camp. And during the week, we will have the Northern Illinois Conference annual conference. That means once a year we gather together about 600 to 700 clergies and laity gathers for 3-day conference. It's going to be this week, so please remember that. And at every year annual conference, we have 2 mission challenge, and you see that on the screen. We collect the items for Midwest Mission Distribution Center. All the donations, all the items will go help directly for those who need. So you can bring that to the fellowship hall or to the office by Tuesday morning, and we will bring them to the annual conference. And second mission challenge is Bishop's Appeal. Bishop chooses one organization or center to help, and all the churches, we collect donations and we will give it to them. If you want to join, please write a check payable to the church, and we will bring that to the annual conference. And this year, we will help Ukraine. And summer stopping?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good morning, everybody. So summer stopping is not this week, but next week. Holy smokes. If you have questions or concerns, we're going to have a quick just run through brief meeting right after worship, after both services. If you have, like I said, really any questions at this point, come let me know, and we'll get rolling. Thanks so much.
Yes, I like her energy, right? Okay, today we have 2 liturgists, Grace and Renee, that will lead us in our worship. Let's gather our mind and worship God together.
Please stand as you're able and join in our call to worship. The Holy One calls our children to prophecy. The Holy One calls our young people to see visions. The Holy One calls our elders to dream dreams. The Spirit of the Holy One is poured upon all flesh. Our opening hymn is Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God Almighty, verses 1 and 4.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in the persons, Blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall bring me. please be seated. It is time for us to share our joys and concerns. During the week, we have a few people who have birthday: Austin, Judy, and Dave, Brad, and Doug. Happy birthday. Yes. And Logan, please say to your mom, happy birthday. And Renee Morris. So, and we have two couples during the week, wedding anniversary. Craig and Jessica, and Don and Tracy. Whenever you see them, you can talk to them, happy birthday or happy anniversary. At the 8 a.m. service, I encourage you to share your story, your joys. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, his name is Tim. Thank you for sharing. So please remember Ken's family. It is my joy. Some people who live far, but ask for us to pray for them. So please remember, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. So please remember Ken's family in your prayers, and also Debbie's father, Reverend Parson, in your prayers and wisdom for the family. And yes, Rachel's fiance now, Tim, right? Yes, yes.
Yeah, I had the joy yesterday of attending a celebration of life for my friend's husband who passed away last fall. Mm-hmm. And it was for Larry Thompson, and it was a joyous occasion and a beautiful service, and it was a joy to see people and reminisce and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd also like to ask prayers for my neighbors, Tim and Carolyn. He's has dementia, and she's his caregiver. And thanks to Bruce for putting that thought into my head, wisdom for them.
Yes.
For some decisions that they're going to be having to make, you know, sometime
yes.
soon. And,
yes.
Just, you know, to lift their spirits and God to be with them.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Please remember Larry's family in your prayers, and also Kim and Carolyn. Yes, yeah. Tim and Carolyn. Yes, yes. Thank you for sharing. Please remember, Judy's father, as you know, passed away. Mr. Turnbull passed away a couple of weeks ago. And please continue to have Judy's family in your prayers. And I mentioned about the annual conference. It's been quite a long time, and I'm a little bit scared. scary to have maybe a meeting with 700 people in the same place. So I'm going to wear my mask all the time, but I'm so excited to see many people. Well, 3 days is going to be an intensive meeting and meeting and meeting and meeting and meeting and meeting all day long. So please remember that. And when we talk about so many issues and make a decision for our conference, so please remember that in your prayers. And Glenda becomes a grandma. Yes. Her boy, grandson, his name is Oliver. He's really good, and his mom is very well. So please, when you see her, please celebrate with her, and please have Oliver and his mom in your prayers. And let us continue to have people in Ukraine in your prayers as well. And let's turn to God and pray. O gentle Spirit, on this Pentecost Sunday, Lord, we ask that you lead us from our human weakness and limit, and lead us from our tendency to build walls between our siblings. And Lord, bring us unity of our heart and understanding like the first Pentecost day. Inspire us, enlighten us, and guide us, and lead us. Today, Lord, renew our spirit. If any of us is walking through a dark valley, point them to the mountaintop. If any of us needs clarity and wisdom for life, we don't know which side of our path we need to choose. God, you are the one who can bring wisdom. And if any of us is facing difficulty, God, grant them strength, certainty, and your gentle presence. And if any of us is facing transitions, lead them firmly forward. God, this morning we ask for your presence and guidance. And we need you. We pray for those recovering from illness and those recovering from surgery and those whose lives know the shadow of death. And we also pray for those who know the darkness of life with depression. Lord, touch each one of us with your grace. Touch our war-weary world and be present with us. And we remember the people whose lives have been devastated by the consequences of war, conflict, and battle. Lord, bring them peace, reconciliation, and recovery. We need you, Lord. We need you. We shared our joys and concerns, spoken and unspoken, and we lift them up because we believe in you, Lord. Lead us every single day. We need you. Lead us, guide us, and inspire us. And be with us. And help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Please be seated. Let us sing together, Breathe on Me, Breath of God, verses 1, 2, and 4. Breath of God, fill me with life anew.
Today's scripture is from John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. This I command you, to love one another. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks to be God.
Today we have the last one of our current sermon series with a book, Purpose-Driven Life. The book talks about five callings in our lives. It's been a while, so let me just summarize them in brief. The first calling of our life, it is to let God love you. You are created to be loved by God. Just think about that. Sometimes you are really high. You are at the mountaintop, but sometimes you are not. Some of my friends, they talk to me, are you always happy? Are you always high? Do I look like that? No. Especially this morning, I don't know why I'm kind of low, but I try to be really high because it is the Sunday morning, precious time with you. Sometimes we feel like we are frustrated, not knowing what to do. Sometimes life goes really well, but sometimes, oh, what do I need to do? Where? What direction I need to go? At work, and family and friends. We don't know what to do with that. Sometimes I grip my head. What am I going to do? So much time. So many times of struggles. But first calling, it is not about what you are doing, but about who you are. Once we feel the love of God, it changes our lives upside down. And second calling was to belong to the community. We are created for connection and relationship with God and other people. And you see that beautiful pictures. We are called to see the people around us as precious children of God. And we value one another and pray for one another. And third calling, it is to become like Jesus. At first, we need to be the person that God wants us to be. And we need to become like Jesus. And last week, we talked about the first calling. Number four, we are called to bless. We are blessed to bless. God didn't create and put us on earth alone. No. Whether we realize it or not, we have God's image. You have God's image, and you have God's image, and you have God's image in you. Love, justice, compassion, and morality, they are the evidence of God's image in you. And we are called to bless others in loving God and honoring God. And we are called to bless. And today, we look at the last one. We are called to be sent. God is sending you. God is sending you and me out to the world. I want to talk about this calling in two ways. The first one is about talking gospel to other people. And the other one is about living gospel wherever we are. Talking and living. Talking gospel and living gospel. We need to be able to talk to our friends, family members, and neighbors about what we believe and why we believe in God. According to the U.S. Census 2020, about 70% of the U.S. population, all the people, say they are Christians. But somehow I am confused. I'm curious about the result, because before the pandemic, only 18.1%, they find a church or religious organization regularly. Only 18.1%, which means about 82% of the people didn't find any community of faith. But still, 70%, they claim they are Christians. Some people may say that we are living in a country with a Christian culture. Yes, but I want to say Christianity, it is not a culture. Carrying a cross necklace, listening to Christian music might help, but that doesn't mean I'm a Christian. There is something more. Believing in God, building a healthy community, and living gospel, that defines me as a Christian. We need to talk about that. We need to deliver that. Somehow, we don't want to talk about that, especially around the table. You may feel icky when you talk to your friend. But we still need to talk about who Jesus is to many people around us. And some people may say, I know Jesus. He's kind of a good guy. But it is not what you're talking about. What you're talking about is Jesus is my Savior and Christ. And this is what I feel. This is why I believe we need to tell this good news to our friends, family members, and neighbors, and we need to live gospel in our own lives. So Romans chapter 10, verse 13, it says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? Some people, how are they to hear without somebody to proclaim the good news? How are they to proclaim the gospel unless they are sent? So it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. So if I have the complete cure for COVID and I kept it a secret, okay, I love you, so I'm going to give you the secret or the medicine. I love you, so I'm going to give you, but not all the people around. Then I believe that would be a criminal. If I had the cancer treatment and didn't tell anybody about that, I think that's a criminal. Then what about knowing gospel, good news, and not telling others? We need to tell them. We need to live gospel. And I'm not just talking to you. We should be perfect example. No, not at all. God knows our heart. God knows we are not perfect, and all that we need is to keep walking with God and delivering the goodness. So one day Jesus was walking down the street, and a guy came up to him and said, Lord, what is the most important verse in the Bible? Then Jesus said, hey buddy, that's a good question. I can summarize them all. Love God and love your neighbors as yourself. And let me ask you, what do you think life is? What is life? We all have different understanding of life. And what I believe, it is life. It is not about accomplishment. There should be more. It is more than achievement. It is about relationship. What matters is your relationship with God and your relationship with yourself and your relationship with other people around you. Love God and love your neighbors as yourself. So here we may find our fifth calling. We are called to be sent. The first, we are called to be loved, we are called to belong, we are called to become, we are called to bless, and we are called to be sent, to tell and live gospel in our daily lives. In John chapter 15, Jesus says, you didn't choose me. Jesus is speaking to you and me. God is speaking to you. You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Jesus talked about this message to his disciples 2,000 years ago, and this calling, it is still valid to each one of us. And with this calling, we may talk about it in three dimensions: personal area, and local area, and global area. Our life, it needs to be involved. We are to be involved in all three of these at the same time. We need to have a personal plan, local plan, and global plan in our calling to be sent by God. So personal mission for those people around us, family, friends, neighbors, and co-workers, how can I be a blessing to them in their lives? How can I help them come to know God? And how can I be present when they need companion? That is a personal plan. And local plan, it is what we do in our local area and relatively close area. So you remember John Wesley talked about two kinds of holiness, inward holiness and social holiness. We need to go together. We need to have them together. How can I help them know God's love for each one of them with our word and action? How can I help them overcome their fear and obstacle in the name of Jesus? How can I help the poor? How can I help get better education and medical service? These are local plans. And the last one is the global plan. Geographically, we live here in Dixon or Sterling or Rock Forest in the United States, yet we still have something to do for the people on the other side of the world in sharing God's love. And I will talk about the local, I want to talk about a local plan and global plan in more detail. We have a strong legacy in helping our neighbors with a local plan. We are helping neighbors through food pantries, volunteering at the hospital, and many of our churches, church members, mentoring kids at the school. And we help the summer lunch program with our loose coin. And I hope you join the summer program, helping them. And our men's group went to Habitat Humanity and Reynolds Wood Camp and Confirmation Kids. They went to Illinois Food Bank. And I want to do that again. You know, a few years ago, I went to a mission trip to South Dakota. We changed the windows, toilets, and some other stuff. And we cleaned many houses. You know what? Right after that mission trip, I sent an email to my professor and I talked to him. Seminary should teach how to change a toilet and windows, because they have never taught me. But we did that a lot. And I met a boy whose name was Travis Jr. While working there, I found Travis followed us all day. He looked like he was inspired to see us helping them. What are they doing? And on the third day, he started making something first in his life. And he said, I want to do something. For those who have been there to South Dakota, Tree of Life area, they have nothing, literally. So much frustration, so much hopelessness. But this boy, he said, I want to do something. And I still remember his eyes, the eyes with hope. And God can use you. God can use your work and inspire people around you like Travis and change their lives. And our good works should go with our words. Have we talked about God's plan with a friend? When you do good works. When was the last time I talked to my friend? Oh, do you believe in Jesus? Or do you know that guy? We need that. We need a good community and build up one another in God's love. And we need to say what we believe and why we believe. Then what about global plan? Someday, I hope some of you, especially youth, go mission trip in Africa, Asia, and South America. I may say that is worth spending a couple of months in mission field, proclaiming good news and helping them. You can feel something different from what you have experienced here. And of course, we can pray for those people in other countries and missionaries here. It is a part of both a personal holiness and social as well, and global plan. I think sometimes we need to celebrate what we have done. We try to help, yet let's celebrate. We remember the Bible says, do not sound the trumpet when you help other people. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. That is correct. Yet, we are not bragging or boasting. I mean, for example, from many of your work, let me tell you one example. A few years ago, many years ago, imagine no malaria. You remember that. United Methodist Church collected donation and did so much work with that campaign. Yes, I see some of you nodding yes. Before the campaign, every 30 seconds, one child in the third world was killed by malaria. Every 30 seconds. Every 30 seconds. And after the campaign, the death rate became really lower than the half. And you have literally saved many children. You have saved thousands of children and built hundreds of hospitals and sent hundreds of doctors and nurses and made countless sewer systems. And you've done a saving ministry. It is just one of many, so many global ministries. Sometimes we need to celebrate that. So I talked about local plan and global plan. Now I want to go back to the personal plan again. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about where you are, who you are, and what you may do. And Jesus said, you did not choose me. I chose you. I appointed you. Where are you at the stage of your life? I have been blessed to be with you for 3 years. So many times I felt it was God, not the cabinet, or not the bishop. It was God who appointed me to be here installing with you, because I am called to be sent to Sterling Wesley and this town. It is my calling to be sent. Likewise, I want to encourage you to find your calling. Where are you? Who are the people around you? And what can you do? During the week, I want to think about that in three areas: personal, local, and global. And each one of us, we are called to be sent. By whom? God. God chose you, and God appointed you. Amen.
please join me in our prayer of dedication? Holy God, as we offer our gifts and our very selves to you, receive this offering as the first measure of our gratitude for all that you are, all that you have done for us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us continue to sing a song of gratitude each and every day of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And please join our closing hymn, We Are the Church, verses 1.
The church, we are the church together. All who follow Jesus all around the world, yes, we are the church together. The church is not a building.
Together, and we are sent to be the church around the world. Please remain standing and receive the benediction. Go into the world, proclaim God's power, carry the spirit of truth to the places of pain and struggles, carry the spirit of peace to the places of fear and despair, and carry the spirit of love wherever we go. May that spirit dwell within your heart, and God goes with you today, tomorrow, and more. Amen.